Shalom to all. In today's daf is Yerushalmi Irvin, daf Samach Gimel, and we are starting at the top of the Amud with Halacha Hey, and in Vilna's daf it's on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Habayna Aliyah Al Gabi Shtei Batim. Somebody builds a second floor on top of two houses. We have two houses on opposing sides of the Rishus Rabim, and this guy builds an Aliyah, the second floor spanning across Rishus Rabim on top of both of these. V'chein Gishar Mahu Flashim. Also bridges that are open underneath, which means you can walk underneath the bridge. If you're walking underneath it, it's called an underpass, whereas if you're over, it's called overpass. So Gesher HaMafolish means that it's an underpass. You can walk through it. Metaltan Tachten B'Shabbos, one's allowed to carry underneath these areas on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's because, as we learned previously, Rabbi Yehuda says, Pi Tikkur Yerd V'Soysem, that we take the edges of the roof and we extend it all the way down. So it's like we have mechitzas here, whereas V'Cham Oysen, the Cham Aser, they say we're not allowed to do this because we only say Pi Tikkur when we have three mechitzas. There's three real mechitzas, then the fourth section we could close off with the Pi Tikkur, but over here there's only two mechitzas, so there's no closing it off with Pitikra. Now Mishnah continues. Vadam Rehud also says Ma'arvin Mavi Hamafolish, that one can make an Erev in a Mavi Mafolish. That we have a Mavi which is accessible from both sides from the Rishus Rabim. We can make an Erev over here in order to be able to carry Vacham Ois and the Cham Aser. So now the Gemara tells us the Rav Huna Amar Rav Huna says Ein Rishus Rabim Mekayra. There's no such a thing as a roofed Rishus Rabim. The moment you put a roof over Rishus Rabim, it's Ois Rishus Rabim. It's not Rishus Rabim anymore. And Rishus Bar Kasson, he further clarifies V'loimin Midbar Lamata. Don't you learn the whole concept of Rishus Rabim from the Midbar? This is the Yidden traveling throughout the Midbar, and Umidbar Mekayrahu was the Midbar covered with a roof? No. As we see clearly, that there's no such thing as a roof to Rishus Rabim. The moment you put a roof over Rishus Rabim, it's not a Rishus Rabim anymore. Now, Masniso Loy Amar Kain, it seems to be that our Mishnah doesn't say that. Elo, rather, what does our Mishnah say? V'chein Gishar Mufulashim Metal Tachtein B'Shabbos Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, we're allowed to carry underneath a Gesher HaMufulash V'cham Oishin L'cham Aser, which means according to the Chamim, this bridge, which is over the Rishus Rabim, it's roofing it, it's like covering it on top. Whatever's underneath it is still considered Rishus Rabim. So we see that there is such a thing called a Rishus Rabim B'Kaira. So Gemara says that's not so true. Loy Amar Ela V'cham Oisrin. The only thing we said in the Mishnah is that the Chamim Aser, they Aser carrying underneath here. Who Chayiv Chatos Ein Kan. It does not say that the guy's Chayiv Chatos. If it was a 100% Rishus Rabim, then they would say he's Chayiv Chatos. By the fact that they say that it's Aser to carry here, that means they hold that it's not considered Rishus Rabim, and that's because they do agree to this. The Ein Rishus Rabim occurred. There's such a thing as a roof Rishus Rabim. They still Aser carrying here because at the end of the day, they don't apply P Tikra to two sides. Only when there's three mechitzas and there's only two mechitzas here, so we can't say P Tikra. At the end of the day, it's still not considered Rishus Rabim. The Gemara continues now discussing Rabbi Yehuda's shita. What about in this case of Gishar Mefulashim? Does there have to be two mechitzas? Which means when the bridge is spanning this Rishus Rabim, does it have to be that in order to be able to say P Tikra on the two sides of the bridge, extending them downwards, closing it off, does there have to be at least two mechitzas on the ground? Which means that there's two mechitzas, let's say, holding up the bridge. Those would be, let's say, the pillars of the bridge, and that's two solid mechitzas on the ground. And then we could say by the two open sides, P Tikra. Or maybe even if there aren't two mechitzas, maybe it's a suspension bridge, we're able to say P Tikra on all four sides. More clarifies, Rav Amar, he tells us, Tsarch Mechitza, even according to Behuda, we need to have those two mechitzas on the ground in order to be able to say P Tikra on the other two sides. Whereas Rav Yossi Amar, he says, Ain Tsarch Mechitza, it doesn't need mechitzas. Now, Amar Chavraya, Kum Rav Yossi, the Chacham in the Beis Medjer said in front of Rav Yossi, Yos Amar Rav Ba, where Rav Ba said is good, Rav Ba is Rav over here. And how do we know that what he's saying is good? The Taninu, because we have a Mishnah. This we learned about in the Mishnah earlier, when we have this bar, this water storage pit in between two chatzeras, which the wall of the chatzer is running over. We had a machlekes, had to properly divide the bar. Everyone in the Mishnah had said that we have to have the mechitza inside the bar itself, whereas Amar Rav Yudan in the Mishnah had said, Leite mechitza gedayla mekatzel shebenein, that's a proper girsa. Then a mechitza that you're making, they're saying that has to be in the bar, shouldn't be any better than the wall in between them. The wall, the chatzer itself, which is going on top of the bar, that's a perfectly valid mechitza. We don't need to make a separate mechitza in the bar. Now, what do we see from this? Say the Chevrayat Rabbi Yaisi, that according to Rav Yudah, we don't say P-Tikra on four sides, because really there's something else that we could use. There's a pole over this bar, which the bucket is attached to. That bucket is used to draw water. So why don't we just say P-Tikra on this pole, on this beam? And since Rav Yudah doesn't suggest that, it must be that we don't say P-Tikra when we need to apply it to all four sides. That's why he says we have to use the wall of the chatzer as our mechitza. So it's clearly like Rava, not like you. So Amar Lein, Rav Yaisi respond to them, Taman over there, which is really referring to our Mishnah, Sheyesham Tikra, where there's a ceiling, that's talking about our bridge. The bridge itself is like a roof, it's like a ceiling, Ein Tzarich Mechitza. So then we don't need any other mechitzas because we actually have a real roof, which is the bridge, and therefore we're able to say P Tikra on all four sides. Bram Hachai over here, which is really referring to over there, by that bar that's in between two chatzeres, She'ein Shem Tikra, there's no Tikra at all, Tzarich Mechitza. So then you have to have mechitzas. Even if there's this pole or this beam that's holding the bucket over the well, over this water storage bar, it's not four tfachim wide, so it's not considered a Tikra. They were able to apply P Tikra on all four sides, and therefore you don't have a question on me from that Mishnah. Now moving on to one more explanation of Rav Yudah. Da'am Rav Yudah says, and the reason why we're saying Da'amar is because really this is a borrowed condition continuation of a sugya back from the second parak, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadadat mar mefulashin lebika. The only time we say that we're allowed to carry underneath this bridge is when it's mefulash to a bika, when it's open on two sides to a field because it's a karmeles. Avolam hayim mefulashin rishus harabim, but if it was open to rishus harabim, aser, then it's aser. That's because we say that the rishus harabim are mevatal mechitzais. If we have this imaginary mechitza of pitikra and there's the rabim walking through it, they are considered to be mevatal those mechitzais, and therefore it wouldn't be valid. But it's only b'she'en shem mechitza if there's no other mechitzas on the ground. Avolam yesh mechitza, if there are real mechitzas on the ground, mutter, then it is mutter to carry here, even if it's rishus harabim. Hadron alch parak kol gagos ha'ir, malzor finishing the ninth parak of Masechet Zeirvin. Just we're zecha finish this parak together, we should be zecha to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And now moving right on to begin the last parak of the Masechet. Hamoitzei tefillin, a guy is walking outside and he finds tefillin on Shabbos. He's taking a shpatzir, a little bit of a walk, Shabbos afternoon in a field outside the city, and he finds a whole pile of tefillin. Maybe the local authorities confiscated a whole bunch of tefillin and then just dumped them unceremoniously outside the city in a pile. He chanced upon it and now he wants to save them. What does he do? It's Shabbos and there's no Eruv. Machnison zugzug, he brings them in pair by pair. He puts on a shal rosh and a shal yad, walks into the city, into a house, takes them off, goes back out, does that again until he completes his whole mission. Or Zom Gamliel, where he says, shnaim shnaim, he could bring them in two pairs at a time, two shal roshes and two shal yads. Now for the clarification, Mamed Ramurim, when is it said, be yashanis, only if they're old tefillin, el b'chadashas, if they're new, potter than he's potter. Old tefillin means that the knot is already made properly, and he's able to see that these were used, meaning they have a chazak of being kosher tefillin, so then he's for sure allowed to save them, because of the state of bizayin that they're in, we have his heter that he's allowed to save them. But if they're brand new, and the knot wasn't made properly, so we don't even know if they're kosher, he's not allowed to save them on Shabbos. The music continues, tamach gimel on beis on top, metzon tzvasim, let's say found them in pairs, which means every pair of tefillin, the shorosh and the shalyad, were tied together, and there was a whole bunch of pairs tied together, like krichais, or there was just a whole big bundle of a whole bunch of tefillin mixed up together, so he's not able to separate them and put them on. So in this case, machshech aleinu mevion, he has to be machshech by them, which means stay by them until it gets dark, and after Shabbos, he brings them into the city. This is also the same din, that if there's so many pairs of tefillin, then even if he wears them one by one, back and forth, he's going to be doing that into the nighttime, so then he's not even do the first one, because anyway, he's going to have to be here Matzei Shabbos, continuing to carry the tefillin in, so he has to stay the rest of Shabbos, and not even carry even one pair of tefillin in. However, b'sakana, if it's a time of danger, meaning it's dangerous for him to be outside for whatever reason, mechasan v'hayachloi, he covers them, and then he can walk away, and he doesn't have to do anything more. So more close to Mishnah, b'sakana tefillin v'chulu, and we clarify, hamotzei tefillin machnison zug zug derech malbush, achas b'roshe v'achas b'zroi. We didn't explain this in the Mishnah, so here we have a b'raisa clarifying it, that if he finds tefillin, he brings them in pair by pair, it's derech malbush, he's wearing them. He puts on the shal rosh, puts on the shal yad, he could do two, shnayim b'rosh, shnayim b'zroya, two on the head and two on the arm. Now, one thing that needs clarification is what's wrong with putting on tefillin on Shabbos in the first place? We have a special heter over here that because they're in a situation of bizayin, he's allowed to save them. So he can save one pair, he can save two pairs, but it seems to be the lechatchila he shouldn't be putting tefillin on Shabbos. And why is that? So we get into a whole discussion. Rebbe Vo quotes Rebbe Lazar that a nice tefillin b'layla, if a person puts tefillin on at night, over basay, he's over nasay. Remember, because the pasuk says v'shamarta sechukah azoyis l'mayada. We have to add in that word miyamim yamima, and this is referring to tefillin. Now, what do we learn from these last two words? Yamim v'loy leilois, that the mitzvah is to put on tefillin only during the day and not at night. And we have to add into the girsa yamima prat l'shabbos of yom tovim, that the word yamima tells us that only some days are put on, some days not. And the exclusion is that Shabbos and Yontif tefillin are not put on. So here already we have a source based off of Josh from a pasuk that one doesn't wear tefillin at night or on Shabbos and Yontif, which is relevant to our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. Rabbi Vo Yosef Masni Bram showed tefillin aloi. Rabbi Vo was sitting at night learning and his tefillin were on his head. So how could you say lahu lavzman tefillin? So we have a few answers. Either mitzadin hayu, that they were off to the side, meaning the shal roish was not centered on his head but was pushed to the side, and that means not considered like he's wearing the shal roish. And kamin pikadin hayu biyadi, that's proper girsa. The shal yad was in his hand like a pikadin. In other words, it was wrapped on his hand, not on his arm like you do the shal yad when you put them on in the morning. They were just wrapped around his hand like he's just holding them and watching them. Answer number one is it's not even considered like he was wearing his tefillin at night. Or istabai meimer, there are those that want to say the loymar ella hanoisein, he only said that it's usher to put tefillin on at night, that's when you're putting it on. Noisein aval mahayu alav b'yom mutter, but if a person's already wearing tefillin during the day, so it's mutter to keep them on at night. And istabai meimer, those that say that mitzvah son achetichle regam anashuk, that actually there's a mitzvah to wear them until there's no more people in the marketplace, and that means that according to these last two man d'amrim, really lila's man tefillin who you could wear tefillin at night. It's just that either you shouldn't put them on at night due to gzeir, we're afraid that you're going to end up falling asleep in them, and it's the same thing, you're supposed to take them off at a certain point in time at night because gzeir, you're going to fall asleep in them, and then maybe a person's going to let out gas, and that's not a proper way to treat the tefillin. But again, according to these two manda amrim, we are able to say the laila zman tefillin hu. Now, Yisabai Nishmin Rada, there are those that learn from the following Joshua that how we know Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. It says in the pasuk, "Vahayu l'chala ois, el shabi has a sign for you on your hand." What do we learn from here? Mishat zrichim ois, this is for a person who needs needs an ois. He needs a sign, so then he should put on tefillin, because tefillin is an ois. Yatzur Shabbos v'yom tovim shein guf an ois. Shabbos and yontif, they themselves are an ois, because the pasuk says ki ois he. Shabbos itself is a sign between Hashem and Am Yisrael. So on Shabbos we don't need the ois of tefillin because we have the ois of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, hold on. V'loy kfar ksev, didn't we just have a pasuk before miyamim yamima? And the drasha from yamima was that there's some days we wear and some days that we don't, namely Shabbos and yontif we don't wear tefillin. And the answer is las lecha elakayd amar Rabbi Yochanan. The only way you would answer this is like Rabbi Yochanan says, kol milo delay machvarto, any word or anything that's not 100% clear raya in the pasuk that this is what it's talking about. We bring a smach from many places. In other words, these drushas that tefillin is not worn on Shabbos and Yontif are not 100% drushas. They're really what we call a smach in the pasuk, and therefore we would want to have multiple sources. We continue discussing nashim minayin. I know the women don't have a chiv to wear tefillin. That's because the pasuk says limatem oisem as beneichem, and you shall teach them. It's referring to Torah, to your sons. And what's the drasha of loy beneiseichem, not to your daughters? And we learn from here chayv b'tayra chayv b'tefillin. Someone who's chayv in Torah is chayv in tefillin. That's because the pasuk tefillin is right next to the pasuk talking about Torah. So if you're chayv in Torah, you're chayv in tefillin. Nashim she'en chayvus b'tayra, women who aren't chayv to learn Torah and chayvus b'tefillin, they're not chayv in tefillin. However, save when they ask the following: Hare Michal bas Shaul. What about Michal, the daughter of Shaul Amelach? She was one of David Amelach's wives. Hayah leveshes tefillin. She used to wear tefillin. And right now we're understanding that if a woman doesn't have a chiv to do a mitzvah because the mitzvah seisha is man grama, it's a time bound mitzvah. Not only does she not have to do it, but she's not allowed to do it. So how is Michal allowed to wear tefillin? And another question: Ishas Yaina, the wife of Yaina, Haisa Oyel Regal, she did Aliyah Regal, V'loy Michu B'Yadam Chachamim, and the Chachamim didn't protest this. And we know the pasuk says Yira calls a churcha. So Aliyah Regal is a male mitzvah, not a female mitzvah. Seems we have an issue here also. The Gemara says no. Rav Chizki answered Shem Ravo, Ishta Shel Yaina Hushava, the wife of Yaina, they actually sent her back. They were Meicha against her, and they told her not to do this. And by that same token, Michal Bas Shaul, Michu B'Chachamim, the Chachamim were Meicha against her that she shouldn't be doing this. So now that we have all these drushes, we get back to the Machlokes in the Mishnah about how many pairs of tefillin are able to be saved. According to Tanakama, which is Rabbanon, only one pair. According to Rabbi Gamliel, two pairs. Savin Bay Memer, they wanted to say, Al Daitan de Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, Ein Mechaver. These drushes from the Psukim, that Shabbos is not a time for tefillin, they're not 100% drushes, they're really just a smach in the Pasuk. Therefore, that means that Midai Raisa we say, Shabbos Zman tefillin hu. And the only reason why I wouldn't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because of the Gzeira. And so that means that when he chances upon these tefillin out in the field, Lechatchila, he's allowed to put on a pair because it's a mitzvah. Because again, Midai Raisa, Shabbos is Zman tefillin. It's not a masa, it's not considered like a burden. But since it's only mitzvah to wear one pair of tefillin, that's why he's only allowed to carry one pair at a time. Whereas Al Daitan de Rabbi Gamliel, Mechaver, according to Rabbi Gamliel, he must hold that it's clear from a pasuk and that Midai Raisa, actually, Shabbos is not a Zman tefillin. Therefore, the only reason why he's allowed to put these tefillin on Shabbos is because of the design that they're in, so he's allowed to save them. The reason why it's not considered carrying is because he's wearing them derech malbush. It's like he's putting on a piece of clothing and it's like a tachshit, it's like an adornment. People wear nice things on their heads, like hats and other cool things, and so that's how the tefillin are viewed. It's like a tachshit. And for a tachshit, two pairs are mutter, not just one. So we further clarify some of the Amar Alf on the top. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Shia Roy Loimar, they estimated to say, on Makam Shigaveu Shorosh Machzik, up until the place where the height of the head can hold tefillin, that's considered the normal place for a tefillin. In other words, we can only consider the tefillin a tachshit on him if he's wearing them in the normal place where they're supposed to go during the week, which is basically the middle of the head. But it's the middle of the head from basically the front of the hairline all the way till the middle of the highest point. And Mikhail Machzik, how much does that part of his head hold? Shtayim. He could put two pairs over there, and that's why Gamaliel says that he could carry back two pairs of tefillin, not just one. Ask the Gemara, if that's really so, afil b'chol. So even during the week, he should be allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin. We're understanding from the Mishnah that really you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin during the week, and on Shabbos, because of this whole situation, he has the heter to wear two. So Amar Rav Chag answers that no, in Bayim Eis of Yavu, if he wants to put on two pairs of tefillin during the week, he could do that as well, no problem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.